story is called Inventor Garrett Morgan, Champion of Safety, by Lauren Kratz-Preschko. This is a library call recording. Malik came home from school with heaps of homework to do, but he knew the first task he should work on was his assignment for Black History Month. He had to choose and research an African-American inventor to write an essay about, but he had no idea where to start. Writing reports wasn't Malik's favorite thing to do. Still, he thought if he started right away and found someone unique and exciting to learn about, it might help him write a better report. He sat at his computer to type in the web search as his dad walked past him. "Hey, Malik, what are you up to?" his dad asked. As Malik explained his project, his dad started to rub his chin deep in thought. "Ah, how about Garrett Morgan?" his dad asked. "Who's that?" "When I was growing up in Kentucky, my town had these historical markers or signs put up around the streets or in buildings with the names of important places and people throughout the history of my town. One of the historical markers was about famous inventor Garrett Morgan, born in Paris, Kentucky," said Malik's dad. "What did Garrett Morgan invent?" asked Malik. "Well, why don't we walk over to the library to get you some information, and I'll tell you what I do know about Garrett Morgan on the way." "Okay, Dad, let's do it," said Malik. Malik and his dad started their journey to the library. The sun was still out, and Malik hopped around as his dad tried to keep up. "Now, what did inventor Garrett Morgan invent?" asked Malik. "Garrett Morgan invented the gas mask, or safety hood as Garrett called it, in 1911 through 1912. And his design was used to make the gas masks used in World War I. Soldiers and workers used gas masks to protect their faces and noses from poison gas and other harmful pollutants in the air. And he invented the three-way traffic light in 1922 through 1923. "Wow," said Malik. "So those are inventions that we still use today." "And Garrett must have been not only brilliant, but determined, brave, and caring to invent and then share the designs to provide safety for all people, no matter what their backgrounds." Malik and his dad arrived at the library, printed out articles, and checked out books about African-American inventors that included Garrett Morgan. Then, when they returned home, they huddled together at the kitchen table and started reading. "Listen to this, Dad. Garrett Morgan said, 'If you can be the best, then why not try to be the best?' I think Mr. Morgan used his advice during his life. I should start writing this down," said Malik. Malik's dad chuckled and got up to start dinner. "Let's see, Dad. Garrett Morgan was born in 1877, the son of formerly enslaved people after the Civil War. He worked on a farm with his family in Kentucky. At the time, there were not many opportunities to attend school, especially for a young Black man." "That's why I'm so proud of you that you learn whatever you can in school, Malik. People in the past worked hard to overcome great unfairness to succeed." Malik continued to read and write his report. Garrett attended school until the fifth grade, and at just 14 years old, he left home to head north to look for opportunities to have a better life for himself. He worked as a repairman for a wealthy landowner in Ohio and used his skills from working on the farm to fix problems. However, Garrett still wanted to learn and succeed and saved his money to pay a private tutor to continue his education at night. Garrett Morgan moved to the city in Cleveland, Ohio, and found a job as a janitor for a clothing business. There, Garrett invented a sewing machine belt tightener, his first invention, which he sold for $50 to solve the problem of sewing machines breaking at the clothing business. Garrett Morgan began to spend his life's journey observing a problem and designing and engineering something to make people's lives easier and safer. Garrett opened a sewing machine repair shop. The business grew into manufacturing children's clothes for young African-American children with 32 employees using machines that Garrett built himself. He was now an inventor and an entrepreneur, a successful businessman. He was now able to support his young family and develop more inventions. "Dad, listen to this," Malik said excitedly. Garrett Morgan's motto was, "If a man puts something to block your way, the first time you go around it, the second time you go over it, and the third time you go through it. Never give up, right, Dad?" "Yes," Malik's dad agreed. "Sometimes you have to try different ways to solve a problem to succeed." "Dad, I'm having fun writing this report. Thanks for your help and for suggesting Garrett Morgan." In 1914, Mr. Morgan was awarded his patent for the safety hood or gas mask. "Dad, what's a patent?" asked Malik. "A patent is when an inventor receives a document from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The document gives the inventor the right to be the only one to make or sell the invention for a certain number of years," explained Malik's dad. Malik nodded and then asked, "Do you know why Garrett Morgan invented the safety hood and worked on it for 3 years? He saw a building on fire and the firefighters only had their leather helmets to put in front of their faces to block the heat and smoke. So they had to escape the flames of the building because they couldn't breathe. Mr. Morgan invented the safety hood, a heat-resistant canvas helmet with tubes to help firefighters to be able to breathe and lift the fresh air near the ground. He wanted to keep firefighters safe to do their jobs, protecting others and homes and buildings. Even though Garrett Morgan worked for years to perfect his safety hood design and received the patent, he had to ask a white friend to pretend to be him. At the same time, he acted as the assistant when they traveled across the country to promote and demonstrate the invention. If Garrett didn't do that, then the fire chiefs and the public wouldn't want to use and purchase the safety hood for the firefighters because Garrett was African American. But the safety hood passed many tests and saved many lives, including during an explosion at the local Cleveland Waterworks, trapping people in smoke and deadly fumes. Mr. Morgan traveled down there, shared his safety hoods, went down the tunnels himself, and saved lives. Garrett Morgan and his invention could not be denied. Later on in 1922, Garrett Morgan applied for another patent for the first automatic three-way traffic signal. Why did he want to create this invention? The concern and safety for others. During the 1920s, both horse-drawn carriages and automobiles shared the road. Mr. Morgan saw a horrible collision at an intersection between a carriage and motor car, and the horse and the people got hurt. So Garrett improved the traffic signal. Instead of just telling drivers to stop and go, he added an all-stop signal to clear the way for people to cross the street and cars from a different direction. Through his intelligence, tireless work, and concern for others, Garrett Morgan made the lives of his fellow neighbors and citizens better and safer. Today, Garrett Morgan's inventions still make our lives better and safer, read aloud Malik. How does that sound, Dad? Sounds great, Malik. Let's remember what Garrett Morgan said. If you can be the best, then why not try to be the best, said Malik's dad. Now let's strive to be the best at cleaning up the kitchen. Okay, Dad, laughed Malik. This was Inventor Garrett Morgan, Champion of Safety, by Lauren Kratz-Preschko. This has been a Library Call recording.